Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a little bit, I'll get to a letter from a pastor, Solomon Schaefer, who this was forwarded to me from the research team at Pro-Life Profiles. And Pastor Schaefer was very angry about the Mitt Romney profile. So I'll share with you his email and then the response from the research team at Pro-Life Profiles. And Pastor Schaefer was requesting his $100 check for the fact-checking reward for correcting an error, because the Pro-Life Profile says that Mitt Romney instituted homosexual marriage. So we'll get to that. And also, news stories, a school district that's spanking students, which is amazing. Now, our schools are officially godless, and they're government schools. I'm talking about the public schools. And God never authorized the government to raise or educate children, to provide health care, to create a vast institution of government schools, which the very existence of that institution discourages parents from being involved in their own children's education because it's the government's job. And so when you overstep the boundaries that God has provided for family, for government, for church, you invite disaster. And boy, is there disaster regarding young people in America. And so the fact that there's spanking of kids, that's a good thing. The fact that government schools are doing it, a government school should be closed down. People should homeschool their kids. But we'll talk about that. And also, the increasing perversion that permeates our society and how that's a factor also, unfortunately. We have a Fort Bragg Brigadier General who's been arrested for rape and charges related to pornography and alcohol while deployed in Afghanistan, and other charges and violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ. So this, of course, a great tragedy in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, at Fayetteville. And so perhaps we'll get to that story. The U.S. boycotted Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad when he spoke to the General Assembly. Of course, he was applauded. He wants to eliminate Israel, whereas Israel has sought to live in peace with their Arab and Muslim neighbors, and many Muslims, including Ahmadinejad, repeatedly call for the destruction of Israel. So we should get to that. And then the story I'm really hoping to cover is the tragic murder down in central Colorado, Canyon City, where there are a lot of federal and state penitentiaries. A state Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility, a state prison, a female guard was murdered in the kitchen, and another female guard was seriously injured, likely stabbed to death. The investigation is ongoing with 17 investigators from the CBI, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, and the State Inspector General's office. They're on the case. And the real tragedy is the guy who committed this murder is serving 35 years to life for kidnapping and raping a 14-year-old girl in Colorado Springs 10 years ago. So that guy should have been executed. He should have been executed. The just punishment for kidnapping and therefore also for rape is the death penalty. Many crimes include other crimes and lesser crimes, and the crime of rape includes the crime of kidnapping, essentially, unlawful imprisonment, when you are forcing a human being to be with you when they don't want to be with you. That's kidnapping. And so this man should have been put to death many years ago. And if so, he would have been deterred from the current crime, right? He would have at least been deterred from committing that crime. So, but before we do that, I want to go to the phones and also our telethon. By the way, we're at $7,600. We're slowly approaching 8,000 and then our first big milestone of 10,000 on our way to our necessary goal of $30,000 for Bob and Yurt Live to stay on the radio for another year. Please help us out. The top four states that have given right now are Colorado, Indiana, North Carolina, and Georgia. So North Carolina's just beat out Georgia for third place. And about a dozen other states have given. Many states, we have listeners in all 50 states. As will be evident, we're going to take a call here next from Alaska. But by the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. But if you could help with our telethon, you know, anybody who donates a one-time gift of $50 or more or subscribes to one of our great, we have just wonderful subscription services, DVDs, MP3 CDs, Bible studies, sermons, topical videos, seminars on so many fascinating topics. You'll just love it. Have you listened to our Bible study on the book of Esther? It is just so fascinating. Or our Bible study on hermeneutics, the tools for studying the Bible. My brother, Brian Enyart, he's a home remodeler here in the Denver area. He says that that's the single best resource that Bob and Yurt Live has ever produced is our hermeneutics Bible study. We have Christianity 101, a series, either audio or on DVD. Just so fun, so great. Christianity 101, going through 12 different topics, introducing either a believer or an unbeliever to Christianity. What are the basics? So a lot of fun. And of course, by getting these, they help us stay on the air. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And our website, you could order, donate, or subscribe online at kgov.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Rusty from Fairbanks, Alaska. Rusty, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I forgot this was your mayor telethon. I'd like to pledge $250.
Whoa! Hey, Rusty, thank you very much. That's very significant. Mm-hmm. My call screener certainly didn't tell me on the note here that you were going to do that. So, boy, thank you. That's an honor.
Well, I've been going through Bob Enyart Live withdrawals here. I'm staying with a relative. I moved and staying with a relative up in the igloo up in the hills.
Right.
And those igloos, you know, they don't have internet. So.
Now, wait a minute. You're really in Fairbanks. I've been to Fairbanks, but you're really calling from Alaska.
I really am. Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah.
I got bigger here. I didn't grow up. I just got bigger.
Yeah. So you grew up in Alaska, and Rusty, you're living in Fairbanks. I've been as far north as Manly Hot Springs. Have you ever heard of that place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sort of on the road to Barrow. But when I went up there, and maybe it was 1978, that was as far north as we were allowed to drive as civilians Beyond that, it was a closed road for military and others.
Yeah, well, there's a town called North Pole, 11 miles south of here, so we're 11 miles north of the North Pole. We're real far north.
That's pretty good. I don't know how you quite worked that out, but okay. All right, so Rusty, what's up?
Well, I know you talked about mammoths a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know people here. I don't know the natives that well, especially out in the villages, because you have to own a plane to get out there.
You're talking about Inuit people or Eskimos?
Inuit, yeah, the Eskimos and some of the Indian Aleut, but mostly the Eskimos, as they're mostly the North Coast, entire coastal area,
mm-hmm.
in the Canada and Greenland. But they found mammoths anymore. Now people realize mammoths are worth money and bones and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they used to feed mammoths meat to their dogs.
Whoa. So in other words, on a dog sled, they'd mm-hmm. have their dogs. And when they came across a mammoth, usually it's along a stream bed where there's erosion and a mammoth becomes exposed. So they'd feed the meat of the mammoth to their dogs. So you've heard that accounts from the old timers there?
Well, not old timers either, just friends that have planes. Because of our government, there's like two roads in Alaska. And if you don't have a plane, you really can't get out much.
Yeah. Rusty, I drove with friends the Alcan Highway back when it was a dirt road from somewhere around Vancouver into Alaska. It was dirt. Now, when it hit Alaska, it was paved. But I don't remember the length of it, but I think it was over 1,000 miles of dirt road. It was just through the Yukon, through British Columbia. To drive that far on dirt in a Ford Econoline van, 1969, it was worse than being in purgatory. It was bad. It was really bad. There was dirt
and
everything.
I've done that road when we were kids back in the 50s.
I went with
my dad several times.
Oh, I can't imagine doing that in the 50s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember when we entered Alaska across the state line, there's a gas station right away. You could get a car wash. And if I recall, it was $10. And all it was a hose, a regular garden hose. And everyone paid 10 bucks. Everyone.
Oh, that's funny.
Paid 10 bucks for that hose. All right.
Yeah.
So, Rusty, when we talked about frozen mammoths, there are so many sources, and we'll link to these in today's show summary. But these mammoths were frozen so that some of them have been found. Now, only dozens have been found frozen, like around 50 some frozen. But the tusks of mammoths have been excavated and sold. There's a worldwide market for mammoth tusks. And it's been estimated by, we're talking about people like, for example, Russia, the Siberian Mammoth Museum in Russia, and the longtime director there. And experts on mammoths estimate the number of mammoths that were buried to be in the many millions. In fact, one estimate has it at 150 million mammoths.
Wow.
That were buried. And these things are living up, many of them, north of the Arctic Circle, where it's dark, you know, half the year, and the surface water is frozen. And many excavations have found tropical forests and vegetation deep beneath the surface. So something significant changed in the history of the Earth. And we believe, those of us who are creationists and read Walt Brown's work, we believe the reason that there are so many fossils of not only mammoths and rhinoceros and all kinds of animals, and also reptiles or moles that live under the ground that could never survive that far north, and tropical, even palm trees and trees that are over 100 feet in height, buried like entire forests that were just trashed and buried in some kind of a cataclysmic event. We believe the reason this is all found up in the Arctic Circle is because the Earth at one point rolled. The Earth rolled. As it spins, it rolled so that the temperate zone ended up at the North Pole. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, Walt Brown's book is amazing. I'm reading it for the third time, still trying to wrap my mind around a lot of his theories.
Yeah, it's just tremendous. So thanks for bringing that up, and that you, being a longtime resident, have heard the same stories.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else, Rusty?
Well, the thing about being stuff being buried, the vegetation that you're talking about, they think there's more oil in the north part of Alaska. They have a big field they've taken 15 billion barrels out of. And there's more than is in Saudi Arabia.
More oil in Alaska than Saudi Arabia.
And we cannot get to any of it. They shut down one major mine because the air pollution from one drill rig, one offshore drill rig, was supposedly causing air pollution. This is in the Arctic Ocean.
Right.
1,000 miles from the nearest human being, pretty much.
Yeah. Rusty, if there's an oil spill and four birds are found dead with oil on their feathers, it makes worldwide news. Thousands of birds a year are killed in windmill farms to generate alternative energy, and not a peep from the environmentalist, not a peep from NBC News, MSNBC. Nobody cares about the birds killed by the windmills, even though there's, what, thousands of times more birds killed by windmills than by oil spills.
Yeah, we just put up our first windmills here in Alaska. The government's spending like $100 million. And we're sitting on probably 1,000 trillion cubic feet of gas.
Oh,
and we
my.
Can't get gas here. It would probably cost $150, $200 million to bring gas down the Fairbanks region.
Yeah.
They won't, but they're building windmills.
Yeah, they're building windmills, which are extremely expensive. And it's like a death wish for the birds.
And completely unreliable because they only work when the wind's blowing.
Well, that's true, too. Except, I don't know. Rusty, here in the Denver metro area, we're nestled between Denver and the foothills of the Colorado Rockies. And we have a windmill farm nearby us. And I tell you, some days where there's no wind, those things are turning. And I just swear they plug them in so that people think they're doing something. Like, they're not turning when it is windy. And when it's not windy, they're turning. Yeah, the maintenance on those things are pretty expensive.
Oh, gosh.
Expensive. Yeah.
You're not going to get me up there.
No. All right. All right,
okay,
Rusty.
Well,
anything else?
No, thank you very much for the time, Bob.
Appreciate the call. Isn't that neat? From Fairbanks, Alaska. I remember being up there and north of Fairbanks at Manly Hot Springs. And at midnight, I recall being in a tent and reading my Bible in the tent at midnight without a lantern. Or without a flashlight, because the sun barely dipped below the horizon, and then it's on its way back up. It was just so very cool. Now, we have only found dozens of frozen mammoths. And what else do we find? Rhinoceros frozen? Rhinoceri? We find frozen rhinoceroses. And so most of what we find is not frozen, although it's buried in the permafrost, where you have the ground is frozen virtually permanently. And so it's fascinating to find that millions of these creatures were killed up north of the Arctic Circle. Millions. And how does that happen? And not only these great, they say, well, the mammoths, they evolved wool. Well, they didn't have wool. You know, we know what wool is. The woolly mammoths, they didn't have wool. They had a little bit of scraggly hair. They were not customized for living in the Arctic. They had a trunk, right? And they have a trunk. Just look at any of the frozen mammoths that have been found. They have this huge trunk and a typical cold Arctic night. They'd lose so much heat through their trunk, they'd die. They were not designed for living in the Arctic Circle. And if they were, how about the palm trees? And when you read the descriptions of what is up north, it really blows your mind because of all the drilling for oil that's gone on. There's been a tremendous amount of research. And some of it is so exciting. I'll give you an example from the Geophysical Research Letters that Canada's Ellesmere Island, well inside the Arctic Circle, was warm enough throughout the year to sustain palm trees and other tropical flora and fauna. That's geophysical research letters from Natural History publication on Eastern Axel Heiberg Island in the Arctic Circle. Fossil forests are found just 680 miles from the North Pole. That's pretty close. Now, Russ was 11 miles north of the North Pole. The stumps of ancient trees are still rooted in the soil and leaf litter where they once grew. Many trees reaching more than 100 feet in height are there. That's January 1991. And it goes on. In Alaska, where today the nearest forests are hundreds of miles away, listen to this. Though the ground is frozen for 1,900 feet down from the surface at Prudhoe Bay, everywhere the oil companies drilled around this area, they discovered an ancient tropical forest. It was in frozen state, not in petrified state. So you get that? It's not fossilized. It hasn't turned to stone. It's not petrified. It's just frozen wood. It is between 1,100 and 1,700 feet down. There are palm trees, pine trees, and so on. And so it's fun to think about what caused this. And when you read Walt Brown or you listen to Real Science Friday, you learn why the Earth rolled and how much it rolled and when it rolled. You learn all that. It's just so great. All right, our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Please help us with our telethon, if at all possible. Boy, do we need your help. Now, down in Canyon City, Colorado, where we have federal and state penitentiaries, there's the Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility. Now, I've spent 6 months as an inmate. 6 months, I've had 6 months of full-time prison ministry, jail ministry, and it's great. I think it's a wonderful place to serve the Lord in jail. But one of the dark secrets of the prison system is that jail is a joke. Jail is a joke. Now, first of all, the deeper in you get, the better off you are. Like, the worst place to be is in a city jail or a city holding tank. That, people don't like that at all. When they're in the city, like Denver City Jail, which is attached to the Denver Central Police Station and next door to the Denver County Courthouse. So you're on trial or you're just arrested and you're in there, Denver City Jail. And they have, you know, 3 north, 2 north, 4 east, different floors, different areas for male and female inmates and all that. You're in there, and the inmates who know that they're going to be in jail for a long time, they're going to go to the county. They're dying to get to the county. They can't wait to get to county jail. They're just eager for the bus to take them to the county. And the inmates who are in the county jail who know that they're going to the state penitentiary, they are eager for the transfer, eager. They are looking forward to it because the further in you get, the greater the opportunities and the benefits and all that and the privileges. And the guys in the state prison system, when they know they're going to the federal prison, they can't wait. I talked to an inmate who spent a few years as a prisoner in federal prison, and he requisitioned a blowtorch because his hobby was making jewelry. And it was denied, and so he appealed, and it went to the appellate board, which, if I recall, included inmates, and they overruled the denial, and he got his blowtorch, his acetylene torch. You know, and they watch pornography on the TVs, and they sell porn in the commissary, pornography. And you put people in prison and they come out 2-3 years later or 6 months later, they come out better or they come out worse? Of course they come out worse. You put all the worst kids in one classroom and what do you think is going to happen? So jail is a joke. It's time out for adults. It doesn't work. It's entertaining. Of course, people in jail, most, not all, but most of them would rather be out. But while you're in, it's like living in a zoo. In the female guards, so many of the female guards have sexual relations with the male inmates or the female inmates. And a number of the male guards have relations with the female inmates. And the ACLU has made it so that the female guards could see the male inmates in the bathrooms and the showers and all that. And the female guards will ask the male inmates to get up at 2, 3 in the morning and come and accompany them, whatever. And it's all, it's a zoo. And God in the Bible, he never authorized incarceration as a form of punishment. God authorized three forms of punishment, which overwhelmingly the majority supports because intuitively it makes sense. Restitution, corporal punishment like flogging, and capital punishment. So for kidnapping, rape, murder, you get capital punishment. You're put to death swiftly and painfully. That's a great deterrent. I mean, it works for the mafia, right? People don't just betray the mafia boss thoughtlessly because they know there'll be a swift, painful death penalty imposed. So there's incredible obedience to the law of the gang, but not to the law of the land because they know it's a joke. And so this woman would be alive today if this rapist who kidnapped and sexually assaulted this 14-year-old girl in Colorado Springs a decade ago, if he would have been put to death, then this one woman, Sergeant, would not have been stabbed and the other woman would not have been stabbed to death. But that's what you get from humbling yourself before God's opinion as revealed in his word, but our culture mocks God's opinion. So if you talk about flogging, people mock that, people like in the media or in the criminal justice system, but the majority of the public, when they're polled, they think flogging is a good idea. I remember reporting on that as early as the 1990s with prison museums where the curators on the East Coast and here in Colorado, two curators in two different news stories, they both said, you know what, the majority of people who come to our museum, they think we should bring flogging back. So we're out of time, but we have God's criminal justice system available from Bob Enyart Live. If you've never gotten anything from us, you might want to read that. Listen to that. You'll love it in our video. God bless you guys.
Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.